This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. You know, if it weren't for its name, that tiny town called Unity, New Hampshire probably would not be hosting this super-sized political event taking place tomorrow. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton will make their first public appearance together since Clinton ended her campaign in Unity. Despite the name, though, Unity is an unlikely spot for this kind of diplomatic meeting, as New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Unity, New Hampshire is so small, it doesn't have a post office, a stoplight, or a gas station. Forget about a zip code. An 1856 description of Unity that currently hangs in the town office lists the population at 961 and sheep at 5,994. Today, most of the sheep are gone. The town's population is larger, but not even double what it was 152 years ago. It's not exactly a place that's prepared for the crush of campaign workers and media, so people are learning on the fly.
Why the town has the name Unity?
That's what everybody asks.
It is? What? Do you know why?
New Hampshire TV reporter Gene Mackin is probably the fifth or sixth journalist to ask 83-year-old Roberta Callum about the town name. Callum, a Historical Society member, was on the steps of the town hall to meet the first wave of reporters.
It was named Unity because it was unifying people. It came from,
Is that the town handbook?
A bit flustered, Callum explains settlers from three communities searching for land of their own came together peacefully. With all the practice she'll get, the sharp-eyed Callum hopes to be as smooth as the best industry flack by Friday. In the scheme of things, her task is relatively easy. The event is scheduled to take place at the elementary school. A rumor making its way around is that 5,000 people are going to show up.
Where are all these people going to go? We only have like six outlets in this building.
Town librarian Mary Ellen Bellamer.
They're going to have to come with their own equipment and be prepared. This building will only hold 250 people legally.
According to the State Democratic Party, it's possible the event will happen outside. Unity resident Sue Lawrence, a Democrat, says she's never seen something in town generate so much buzz.
The people are special. What they represent, women and blacks getting their rights, is special. I mean, I've got people calling me down from the Nashua area saying they're going to drive up. It's like, call me when you find anything out. People are excited.
Not everyone in town matches Lawrence's enthusiasm. Joe Bonacorsi says Clinton and Obama are just using the town as a big old prop.
I mean, the two people coming into Unity to unite, I don't think it's a big deal. That's the name of the town, and that's all it is.
Ralph Reed, who lives right next door to the school, didn't want the event to happen, period.
I didn't ask him to come.
At age 73, Reed, nicknamed Tiny, is a giant of a man. He stands 6'4", 6'5", with thick, massive hands.
I got to cut my hay, and it isn't cut yet, and I don't need a bunch of people tramping all through that. And you guys are the worst offenders, the news people. When you leave, there'll be a bushel of coffee cups there and probably empty pizza boxes, and you'll be in the next town having a party, and we'll be cleaning up after you.
But with Reed, it goes deeper than concern for his property. For Reed, Obama's race matters.
He's a good speaker, but he's like a Martin Luther King speaker. He rants like a Negro, and I don't like that.
There's no hint Reed's view is shared by anybody else in Unity. Ethel Jarvis says she's proud.
I just think it's fantastic that they chose Unity to kind of like get their campaign off the ground.
Jarvis says the two senators could have picked from any number of Unities around the country, including Unity, Maine. Ironically, she doesn't think Democrats in town need Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton to show up. She says with a smile, there's already Unity in Unity, at least on getting behind the Democratic nominee. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.